And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're right here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to a busy fisherman's landing this morning where the Royal Polaris is unloading a great 10-day catch. But boy, we have a great show here for you today. Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, Yamaha Outboards is here talking fishing. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggity body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by. So grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today's going to be a fun day talking my favorite boats.
Yeah, indeed. Did you see that load coming off the Royal Polaris this morning, man?
I saw it as I was walking up to the world headquarters, man. They had a good trip.
Yeah,
they
Davis
had a really
boats
good trip.
With Mike Lum being the head guy on that trip.
That trip always hits
Captain
them,
Frank Lopresti running the boat.
No surprise. They killed it.
Yeah, and good wahoo fishing. Boy, as was last year, that long-range ridge fishing has really turned on.
That is impressive. It's cool to see that they're getting the good Wahoo, but the Yellowtail are what are just stealing the show. We are having one of, if not the single best, you know, call it bites, because it's been happening for multiple weeks now, of the best big Yellowtail fish in our long-range fleet has maybe ever seen. Yeah. I mean, it's a true 30 to 50-pound average. Like, the small ones are 30-pounders, and they are just crushing it. It's such good fishing. It's like mostly all nighttime fishing, dropper loop, big baits, or big sliding sinker baits. Like, it is so cool that a 35-pounder you don't even pull the camera out for.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Bodes well for our two upcoming long-range trips. We have the ride-down flyback on the Royal Star coming up December the 5th,
right,
which actually has a couple spots open on it. And you can fly home from Cabo 8th.
That is
a lot of fishing. And then our six-day that's now a 7-day on the Royal Polaris on December the 8th. That's another one that has a couple of spots, limited to 20 people on the Royal Polaris.
Oh,
20
people, you, man,
on the Royal Polaris, right?
We had that.
There's
we,
16 staterooms alone, right?
When we did our trip last year, we had that 20-passenger load, and, like, you get lost. It's so, the boat's so big.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Well, speaking of getting lost, you can get lost when you're out fishing with a couple of your buddies on a Parker boat, right, Kevin?
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Kevin?
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. I mean, I was just talking about, before we got on the air, it's like Parker boats, like Ricky says in the spot, are everywhere.
Yeah, you did it.
Because there's a reason, right?
Good job.
There's a good reason.
Yeah, they're made for, although they're made in the East, they're made for Southern California.
Oh, it's a perfect boat for Southern California.
Yeah, it is.
Like right now, it's foggy outside.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want them being a center console.
Yeah.
But those pilot house boats, get in behind that windshield and
turn the wipers on.
Turn the wipers on and you're warm.
You shut the door, it's warm, the tunes are playing, it's all good.
Yeah, they're fantastic. And and you put that Yamaha power on it especially with the new bigger motors now.
Oh, those engines are so reliable.
Yeah.
So reliable. And now they got those big high horsepower stuff, you know, the 300s, do a lot of 300s on the 2320s, the pilot house.
Where you used to put a 250 on, now you're putting a 300 on.
Yeah.
And it needs the power, right?
It needs it.
Yeah.
And the guys are hauling big bait tanks, you know, full of water in their, you know, all their fishing gear, so.
Yeah. More efficient. You have that same engine, that Yamaha 300, on your boat, right?
We have a 25 center console, and we have that. It has just been the most trouble-free motor you can imagine.
Yeah.
We're thousands of hours now, and it's just
thousands.
You know, everybody talks about Yamaha for reliability reasons. It is. I mean, it always starts. We don't ever think about it. Like, the fact of the motor not running is just not part of the equation.
Yeah.
That thing's awesome.
Yeah, and then they have that 425.
Whoa! Now, have you put any of those on a Parker?
Not yet. I think they're doing some testing though to see what might work with what boat with that engine.
Could you put one of those on a 25 center console?
I want that thing so bad.
The transom will hold it. The weight and the horsepower. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I want that thing. Oh man,
you're gonna have to put wings
thing
on the side. That 425.
That would be perfect.
Well, that thing's so beefy.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big
9.6 beam.
Well, no. The engine,
the motor,
the 425 is so beefy as far as the lower end.
Yeah.
I mean, it's meant for big, you know, triple engine, you know, big center consoles and that kind of stuff. But that would be a sweet combination.
I'm for real. I would love to have that thing. I think it would be perfect on a boat like ours.
Yeah, for sure. Well, the advantage of Parker boats and Yamaha outboards is you can get to the fishing grounds faster and more comfortably.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And have enough fuel to get there and back.
Well, that's the thing. So that's a big deal.
There's a lot of fuel on these boats.
Yeah. A lot more than most of the boats of the same size.
Yeah. Where you have a, you know, on the 25, you have 183 gallons of fuel.
Whoa.
Yeah, a lot of those 25-foot boats have 90 or 100 gallons.
Exactly.
It's not going to take you anywhere.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to get you to the Cortez and back.
Yeah.
That's
what,
for sure.
The Cortez. You have people on 25s and 28s going to the Cortez?
Oh, all the time. Okay. They're living out there right now.
They're supposed there right this second.
Brandon Hayward, I know, did it, right, on his Parker.
Oh, the 23s make it out there and back, and the 25s?
Yeah. And so you can make it on, do you have to watch your fuel, or you can just run it?
No, they have that range, and they have spare fuel when they get back.
Yeah. So how much fuel does a 23 hold?
137, I believe.
Wow. So you put the 300. So you have a
300-mile range.
300-mile
with
range.
Safety built in.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
And like Rick said, there's no other boats out there that carry that much fuel.
Yeah, no doubt. So when you're putting together a boat for somebody here in Southern California, give us the process. What happens? Somebody comes in and says, I want to buy a 2520. What's the process?
If we have one in stock, we show it to them. And if they want to go out on and see one in the water, or maybe go take a short ride, I have some guys I can lean on to do that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys already know what they want. They've seen it. The Peace Parker buyers know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Generally,
it's not the first boat. It's kind of like...
It's not their first boat.
Up.
Yeah, they're moving up, and they've been on them before with friends on charters with all the charter guys. And then it's just a matter of if we have one in stock, they can get that one or do a custom order boat or just order a boat. And they're going to end up having to wait as they want with the engine combination that they want. And right now, unfortunately, there's a huge backlog of orders.
Yeah.
Parker just can't make them fast enough, and I don't even have any stock boats right now.
And wow. Parker won't. They don't sacrifice quality to pump them out faster. Like, it is what it is. Like, those boats are slow to build, and that's the reason they're so desirable. Is they won't cut a corner to knock a boat out two weeks faster.
No. They're very regimented on their scheduling.
Yeah.
And we know ahead of time, within a month of the actual order, what week it's going to ship, and they've got it down to a science.
Yeah.
That they've been sticking to forever.
So let's say I come in and I want to buy a 2520, which is like kind of a great all-around size,
so great.
9.6 beam, plenty of room, big bait tank. Where do I start? Well, I don't know what I'm doing, Kevin. Help me out. What power should I put on this? What are you going to do?
You're
going to talk budget first, or what are you going to do?
We're going to talk as what equipment they want.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're a newbie, I can certainly guide them in that direction. I mean, I've been fishing on my buddy's Parker 25 for 12 years.
Sure.
So kind of know what works and what other people have done. So we're going to talk bait tank. We're going to talk electronics. We're going to talk a rocket launcher, maybe a tower. A tuna tower. That tuna tower can be kind of like a half tower, which doesn't have the steering and throttle controls, but it's just an observation tower, or we can go full tower with the controls up on top and, a sunshade and that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And then we'll also delve into batteries, upgrade the batteries maybe, where we have a dedicated house bank.
Mm-hmm.
And that dedicated house bank is just for your everything except the engines. The engines have their own batteries.
Own batteries.
They stay just like they are. And then we add House Bank, which is running all the other stuff.
Yeah, you can put an inverter on if you want to put a microwave in or something like that.
Yeah. That gets a little pricey, but if you want to...
But if you want a hot burrito in the morning, it's not worth it.
All the time. Yeah. And every time we nuke one up, we're like, it's the best $5,000 burrito you've ever had in your life.
Because that's about what it is to get that system going.
Yeah.
To do it right. Like, that's the thing. Can you do it lesser expensive? We did ours with guidance of Kevin. And, like, can you do it for lesser money? Absolutely. But to do it right and a good inverter system, and the one that we chose was an inverter and a charger and our shore power and, like, everything like, kind of takes care of itself, turns itself on and off when it's appropriately to. We did a remote switch and all that kind of stuff to make it easy. And, you know, and you're running big cable back and forth. I mean, it's
and big batteries.
Yeah, it's not a cheap thing.
So do you have to upgrade the batteries when you put an inverter
in? That house bank gets put in there, you need a lot of capacity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we even do like two big 6 volts.
Uh-huh.
And because they have more capacity. And then you get the engines, you got to wire the aux output of the engines to charge those batteries when you're running.
Yeah.
It's pretty involved, but it really is a neat
But the end
system.
Result is so worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is. It totally is.
You want some squid lights, you're going to fish squid, plug squid lights in. It's nice to have an inverter.
Yeah, we have. So now in our 25-foot center console, which is a very open boat, inside we have a microwave. We have two, 110 house-style outlets, that are in a waterproof little box that we can...
You want to charge your iPhone.
Totally. I mean, whatever it may be. Like when we're back, we plug one of those little dehumidifiers in there to keep everything nice and dry. And just it's not the type of thing you would expect out of a center console, but the Parker's big enough and very capable of it.
Yep.
Yeah. So what about engines? Okay, what am I going to put on my 25?
Well, the standard engine is a single 300.
Okay.
It works, but you really need more if you're going to haul that weight around. And then it steps up to twin 150s.
Twin 150s.
And I always recommend the twin 200s.
The twin 200 inline four.
Inline four.
Super efficient.
Yeah, torquey motors.
Yeah. And
variable camshaft timing on those versus the 150s don't have that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's
big upgrade.
That's a best match for that boat.
So why would you want to go with twins versus a single?
You have more props in the water. Mm-hmm. You got that extra pull or push with that second motor.
Yeah.
And
the boat would ride better too, right?
In
some ways.
Well, it's going to be more maneuverable when you're docking it, and also coming down swell, you're probably not going to have to work the throttle as much to stay on top of the waves.
More stable.
Because now you got two props biting into the water instead of that one.
Yeah.
So on a 300, you might be using the throttle to climb up the backside of a wave.
Uh-huh.
And then with the twin 200s, you're probably not going to do it as much.
Yeah.
Right.
But
So what's my fuel consumption difference between a 300, single 300 and twin 200?
They're about the same.
About the same.
And they're about the same.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you have 100 more horsepower.
Yeah, and there's no big difference between them. And
the only big difference would be that you have to service two engines to set a one.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
But
not that big a deal, but I mean, it's like you take it in for service, they just do two instead of one, right?
Uh-huh.
It's just a little more expensive.
But it's a cost thing. I mean,
it's a cost.
For sure.
It's part of it.
And also, you're going to save money by just getting a single 300. That's why I can't wait to see if they'll do it with a single 425.
Single 425. Right.
What's involved in doing that? What's involved? You have to get like an AB rating or something like that, or
to hang a 425.
To hang a 425 legally.
Well, I think Parker's doing the work as far as
testing and
the float test and all that kind of stuff.
Well, NetBoat's rated for, is it 500? Yeah. Is that what it's tagged for?
I think it is.
Yeah, so you can hang one right now. Like I believe that the transom is rated for 500 horsepower. So 425, you just bolt that sucker on.
What the issue becomes is that the tub for the swim step is big and wide versus a single tub for a single engine.
Yeah.
So I think they might have to change the swim step.
That makes some sense.
And that's what they're having to engineer and test and see what works for that.
Yeah, sure.
The one cool thing about that 425, too, is I believe the motor can be completely serviced in the water.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, like you can do the lower unit oil change with the boat still in the water.
Yeah.
Now that's what's cool about West Coast Marine is you have your Costa Mesa location and your San Diego location.
San Diego location
with Bob and Gonzalo and the whole team there.
There's a whole crew over there.
Yeah.
Second to none.
Yeah, they're really good.
Robbie Gordon now, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Robbie Gordon's in there.
Yeah, they pulled him into the team. They basically took all the best outboard mechanics they could find and put them all on the same team.
Yeah.
Well, and it's now we go get the boats and they don't have to worry about it.
Oh, yeah,
the
best.
We go get the boats and we bill the customer and they come in and the boats are there and the mechanics, just work on them right there.
Yeah. So cool.
But you do full service in Costa Mesa as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. We do the bunch up there too.
Yeah.
And engine repowers.
Yeah.
Quite a few.
Yeah. They do repower down at the San Diego location too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They do them. We house all the inventory, so they'll come up and
grab an engine,
or so we see them, once a week or something, and they're up there grabbing engines and parts and that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Kevin's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to getting your next boat.
Yeah, this is going to be a great show. So much cool information coming your way. Still great fishing going on. You stay tuned. It's going to be a great one. And if you want to join us this morning, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. We want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 833-288-0973. Like Pete's saying, Kevin, not only a great source of information on boats, trailers, power, outboards, the whole nine, outfitting. I mean, boy, you want to talk about a guy that made the process easy for us when it came time to figuring out bait tanks and rocket launchers and metal fabrication and all that. Such a great wealth of knowledge, and we're excited to be talking fishing with Kevin all day today. Again, 833-288-0973, or you can text the show. We talk about it every week now. It's a very fun and easy way to get your questions answered on Let's Talk Hookup. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's totally free, and then once you're on the app, you'll see the option of text the show, and you can fire your text message questions in through there. We get a lot, and so we're not always able to read all of them, but we get some really fun ones, and we'll always make sure to read them on the air. It is a one-way system, so we can't reply to you, and make sure you let us know who you are and where you're texting from, and we'll read your questions on the air. And not only that, at the end of today's show, we are giving away such a killer prize. This is a huge one. Pete must be feeling the Christmas is not too far away feel, because we've got a really big deal for our callers today at the end of the show, and that is a handmade Anza fillet knife and a one-year membership to fishdope.com. This is over a $300 value that one lucky caller is going to get at the end of the show today. Again, your brand-new custom Anza fillet knife and a one-year membership to fishdope.com. If you want to get through, have your shot at that great prize, or much better yet, your chance to talk to Kevin, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there is only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing ATCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, ATCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, ATCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from ATCO. Any fish, any water.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com or ShogunSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get in on the fun, have some fun talking fishing with us, 833-288-0973, or send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app, and you'll be in the running for that amazing prize of that Anza fillet knife and a one-year membership to FishDope.com.
Yeah, for sure. And FishDope.com's just been doing a great job, too. They have. I mean, Danny and Jeff and the boys over there have really been on it, keeping people on the fish, for sure. So they've been doing a great job. Now, speaking of text, you got a good one, huh?
Yeah, we had a very fun one that came through right at the very beginning, actually kind of almost just before we even went on the air. And this was from Corey in Escondido. And this was a unique one. He said, I have two questions. One, what is the size of the yellowtail that we're seeing on our full-day trip counts right now? And two, what are your tackle recommendations for someone going on this trip? And although we certainly could answer, there's somebody that could do it much better than I, and I reached out. I basically forwarded that text to Captain Taro from the Liberty.
Wow.
And Taro wrote back a great synopsis, which reads, the yellowtail we're catching right now are, quote, fun-sized. He said they're 3 to 6 pounds with the occasional 8 to 12 pounder. They're big enough to drag you around the boat and give you plenty of practice at following your fish and weaving in and out of traffic quickly, which is certainly one of the fundamentals of our sport boat fishing. He says something that he wanted to add is we definitely do encourage catch and release on fish of this size, but many people have different viewpoints as to whether or not they should be kept, and he wants to make it clear that it is very much up to the paying customer if they choose to keep their limit. Tackle-wise, he likes 25 to 30 pound fly line bait outfits with one node 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 10-20, 60-gram Colt Sniper. Basically just really wants to relate that for the beginner fisherman, this is the most perfect time. There's lots of opportunities. You'll learn to fly line of bait. You're definitely going to get some bites. You'll get some good practice fighting a fish, weaving in and out of traffic. And he just says it's probably like the best opportunity for learning fundamentals of this style of fishing because there's lots of opportunities. The fishing is fantastic.
Really
you're catching lots and lots of yellowtail, and you're going to go home with something nice to eat. And if you want to chuck them back, great. If you want to bring them home for the grill, that's good too.
Yeah, bring a few home. They're, those six-pounders eat very well.
don't kid, buddy. Thanks to Taro for that.
Just keep what you want.
Yeah.
Let the rest go.
Yeah.
So there'll be 20 pounds next to it.
You got it.
Right?
So, Corey, that's directly from the mouth of Taro on the Liberty there.
There you go. All right. Hey, I want to say good luck to everybody that's on the round two of Day on the Bay, the CCA event that's going on today right here in San Diego, Mission Bay area. And if you want to participate or check ccacalifornia.org for more information. But good luck to all those anglers. I know I'm sure a lot of them are listening to us on our Let's Talk Hookup app on their kayaks or out there on the bay, for sure.
I hope they put a Simrad radar on that.
Yeah, it's a little foggy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little foggy down here, for sure. Also, speaking of CCA, I want to congratulate the winning number for the CCA Bill Varney calendar is 17... And it's 1792. 1792 is the winning number. You're going to win a great prize package courtesy of Akuma Fishing, which Akuma is a great sponsor of CCA California. So check the ccacalifornia.org website and Facebook page and claim your prize there. And congratulations to you. Of course, Bill Varney will be right here in the world headquarters tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., talking some surf fishing. And he has a lot of good information on CCA and stuff like that.
That's always a fun show.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it, man. Well, if you want your shot, it's 833-288-0973. Let's get it started with Tom. He's calling us from University City this morning. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up, Tom?
Hey, my question is about gel coat. I have an old skiff, and it has thin gel coat. And I've heard that you can paint them, you can re-gel coat them. And I was just wondering if Kevin could share kind of the pros and cons of what should a person do in that situation?
Great question.
I think your best option would be to paint it. Re-gel coating would be very time-consuming and labor-intensive because once the gel coat's applied, you have to sand it down to really smooth because it doesn't go on smooth, and when it kicks off there's going to be some sags here and there, and then you got to sand that and then buff it all out. So if you go to a polyurethane, a two-part polyurethane paint, you can spray that on after you do all the due diligence as far as the prepping goes, and that's going to turn out as nice or nicer than a gel coat. The only difference is it's probably not going to be quite as durable, hitting docks and that kind of stuff. The gel coat is pretty tough stuff. The polyurethane paints right now,
they're pretty tough,
but
they're not
gel coat. It's going to scratch easier.
Yeah.
But that's going to be less work, and you're probably going to have more professional people willing to do that versus gel coating a hull from the outside.
Yeah. Now, do you have guys that come to either West Coast and Costa Mesa or San Diego that'll do gel coat for you?
I have a couple of guys that do gel coat work for us up at our shop in Costa
Mesa. It's an art.
It really is.
Yeah.
And the part is most of my stuff is not the complete boat. It's just patching.
It's a piece.
Yeah, it's patching the gaff mark, in the hull.
I'm sure.
And
came in a little hot on their trailer bunk.
Yeah. So those are just not patches, but the trick is getting the right color.
Right. And Parker has a particular color, right?
They do, and I have that in stock, yeah. And I, you know.
For all the different colors that Parker's have? Because I know my hole.
I can get it. I can get it. Yeah. I probably have some of your color.
Yeah.
But I can have it.
What do you think? It's seafoam green. What's
no,
my
color? No, yours is Abaco green.
Abaco. I love that color. I get so many compliments. It's like, what a good looking boat. I have the Parker 18 with the 150 Yamaha, and I love that boat.
That's a sweet color.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is.
It works out great.
Yeah. I really like that steel blue color. I don't know what the actual name of it is, but it's really nice.
You know what? I have 3 2520s on order, and they're all that blue.
Oh, the blue, yeah.
That's really good looking.
It's kind of a grayish steel blue. Yeah.
Yeah. Really cool color.
Yeah. That's a horizon blue, and
okay.
It's classy, very popular.
Yeah, it's really good looking.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Hope that answers your question. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on down in the Baja right now. Today, that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. They have phenomenal deals going on right now through Black Friday, including the $50 smoke pack, the $25 lunch bag special. They offer 3 rubs for $20 or 10 rubs for $60 and more. You can get all those great deals right now at their Liberty Station location or call Fisherman's Processing at 619-255-2138, and you can have it shipped right to you. You want to talk about a cool gift for a fisherman, somebody that's hard to find, get those rub packs, make a great stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
I mean, some really, really
Send it,
cool.
Give them a pokey kit.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Some really, really cool prize there. Stock up now.
All on special.
Yep, all your favorite, including that pokey kit. It is on special as well. It's a great, great opportunity. So, hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on in the Baja. Talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Just got back from San Jose del Cabo on Thursday night. Had a great trip down there, and let the listeners know that as far as the COVID and what they're doing down there, I think they seem like they're doing a heck of a lot more than they're doing up here.
Yeah, I agree with that. My visit's down
Yeah,
there.
We when you land there, well, on the way down, there's a COVID form you fill out, and if you can fill it out on the plane before you get to immigration, I'll tell you, it really speeds through, because a lot of people wait till they get there and you know, they got to fill it out and you go right through the line. But as far as the hotel, we stayed at the Barcelo Gran Faro, which is right on the beach there in San Jose del Cabo. Beautiful hotel, all inclusive, and when you go in, they got this little bigger than maybe like 2 phone booths, where you go in 3 people at a time, and it's some kind of an ozone deal. I guess it kills the COVID if you carry it on you. But once you go in, it's masks. They got plenty of hand sanitizers. All the employees are wearing masks, and they're doing, you know, the spacing between tables and chairs and so forth like that. So it's really I was really amazed what they're doing down there. I guess, you know, they really want to nip this in the bud so they can, you know, continue to work.
Hey,
because
tourism is their number one asset, so they got to keep it
exactly.
safe. Yeah. So how was the fishing, cast man?
Well, you know, we went. This is the kind of a mini.
Well, you know.
Yeah, it was a mini Wahoo Rumble, you know, because normally on this, well, we do it once a year in November, and normally we'll have anywhere between 40 to 60 people on the trip. And, of course, you know, people are hesitant to travel, and we had 23, I think, on the trip.
Nice.
The Wahoo were there.
Yeah.
First day, I fished a Super Panga for 3 days. First day, I had 4 hits on Rapalas. And nomads, and they wouldn't stick. I mean, you get them on, they run, and all of a sudden, and the lure would fall out of their mouth.
Wow.
And,
yeah.
But we caught plenty of small Dorado. Of course, we released just about all of them, except for, I think we kept some for dinner, a couple. And but the second day, we were using ballyhoo, wired with wire, a hook in the nose, and a loose hook trailing at the tail. And we got 4 Wahoo. Biggest was 40.5. Smallest was about 28.
Nice fish.
In the second day, also same thing there. We got 2 Wahoo on the rig baits. But I was amazed, Pete. Normally, you know, when you go down, you're fishing Wahoo, you want to fish those dark colors like the, you know, the purples and the plaques and so forth. But for some reason, orange was the ticket this time as far as getting them to come up and hit the lures. Yeah,
fun.
I was a
well. It sounds
yeah,
orange, like a really fun trip.
I know, Pete. You put a really nice photo up on our Let's Talk Hookup Instagram page, seeing those wahoo. And yeah, Cass, it looked like you guys had some great fishing down there.
Yeah, no, it was good. Like you said, tuna, we had a few tuna. The tuna that we were catching were 50, 60 pounds. But otherwise, and while we were there the last day, they brought in a close to 700-pound. They said it was a black marlin, but that thing was huge. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
On a ponga?
No, it was, I really don't know if it was a ponga or not, but it was
That's a big fish. Yeah.
But, let me tell you guys, don't be afraid to travel down to the Baja. I mean, it was a great trip. For under $1,000, including airfare, you can get a 5-day, 4-night, 3-day trip, 3 days of fishing on a Super Ponga for two guys fishing per boat, per room.
Wow.
With airfare for just about $1,000.
Yeah, that's great.
That's great.
What a killer deal.
Yeah. Well, if somebody wants to book it, can they book it through Cass Tours?
Well, of course.
Okay.
Well,
well, good. Well, how do we get hold of you?
Yeah, that's the report for this week. And give us a call at Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casstours.com. And I'll talk to you boys next week. And everybody have a great Thanksgiving.
Same to
great
you,
job,
Cass, man. Happy Thanksgiving. And good job. And glad you got them. Appreciate that.
All right,
very
man.
Much. Yeah.
That's
now, you have a great text.
Yeah. Another great text came through. If you want to shoot us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app, this one came from Danny, and he says, for Kevin, besides changing filters and flushing the engines, what are the more common and preventable issues that you see with Yamaha motors when people come in for maintenance?
Probably the impeller for the water pump is to make sure that is in good shape.
Check it or just change it?
A lot of times they'll just change it. After, hours, certain amount of hours or, like every other year.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the lifeblood of that motor is that
the
water going through and cooling everything.
Yeah.
So that's a huge deal. But, yeah, those two other items that were asked were extremely critical as far as flushing it and filters.
Yeah.
And
now the Yamaha gauges, they all tell you when you need service, right?
Yes. There's a countdown for the hours and a reminder for maintenance.
And much attention should you pay to that?
You should do it every 100 hours.
Okay.
You might, fudge one way or another by 10 or 20 hours or something like that.
Yeah.
But and it's critical to keep that schedule on.
Why?
Because you're getting all new oil in there.
Yeah.
And
it's for the life of the engine,
it's
right?
For the life.
Yeah.
Yeah, cuz those things are working hard.
Yeah, they are.
Those motors are always It's like a car going uphill all the time.
Right.
It's just they're just
there's a lot of torque, a lot of power, and they need good blood.
Yes. Yes.
And that's what the oil is.
Uh-huh.
And then what about the filters, like the fuel filters?
The fuel filters too is that there's an alarm that goes off if there's water in the fuel.
Yeah.
And there's the main big filters, blue, the Yamaha filter, and that's a water separating filter. But if water does get past that, it goes into another filter in the engine, and that's the filter that has the mechanism that tells you if there's water in the fuel. But so you got to pay a lot of attention to that. But you never know what you're getting out there if you're filling up someplace. So carry a spare fuel filter and a wrench to get that dang thing off.
That's a great call. Totally.
Because again, I could strand you out there.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Not having water
the right thing.
Fuel flow.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah,
for sure.
We change our impeller more than necessary. And I just think that that's one of the reasons that our boat, we're religious about our 100-hour service. Even at, you know, however multi-thousand hours we are now, we still are religious on that 100-hour service. And I think we change our water pump like every other or every third service, which is quicker than it's rated, but it's just one of those things. Like, that is the sink, that little winged piece of rubber is what takes care of all of the cooling. And if you're already getting the service done and the motor is already that far torn apart, it's just not that much more to kick an impeller.
Drop the bottom end.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right, good question.
Yeah, hey, great text. Yeah, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup, including more of your phone calls. If you want to get through, open line 833-288-0973. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a great new offshore fishing boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Check out their lineup of Defiance boats, perfect for the SoCal angler. When your outboard is ready for service, Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnet Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home. As a factory-authorized Yamaha service center, when Jeff takes the job, it is done right. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. H&H Marine has blue water bait tanks, both sales and expert installation. Check out the ultimate sports fishing machine, Defiance, including the popular Admiral 220. For outboard service, when and where you want it, outboard sales, Defiance fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnet Avenue in Pacific Beach. On the web at hhmarineservice.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here talking Parker boats this morning, man. What a great show.
Yeah, you want to get through, have a chance to win a handmade Anza fillet knife and a one-year membership to fishdope.com. That's close to a $300 value. Hey, you can get through right now. Adam is standing by, 833-288-0973. You can get through right now and ask a question, make a comment, give us a fish report, talk to Kevin. There it is, right
yeah,
there. Your chance to get through, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump in the phone.
Sounds good. Let's head out to Santee and talk to Mark. What's up, Mark? Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
What's up, buddy?
Great. Very good.
Hey, I got a question for you. You say you know they're all on backwater, the boats and stuff. Do you have any used ones that you're selling?
That's a good question.
I do not.
You don't?
No, I could
used
sell.
Used boats are...
Oh, I could sell one a day if
really?
I had used Parkers.
Wow.
Yeah, they're just... Yeah, they just get gobbled up by, you know, friends and relatives
yeah.
of people
yeah.
that
word
have
of mouth.
Them.
Word of mouth. Hey, I'm selling the boat.
Yeah,
you know, I'm ordering a new one from Kevin. You know, just
yeah.
putting you on notice.
Yeah. Very rarely do I get one, and when I do, it's gone within days.
Yeah. That's so great.
And the values. And that's the other thing, too, is Parker retain their value.
Yeah, the sellers, you know, they're astonished by how much they can get for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, the resale
it's
value
just,
is great.
It's really good.
Yeah.
You know.
So if you want to sell your Parker, Kevin's in the market.
Yeah. Bring it in.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I'll put it on my lot and
so
advertise it. But and I've got lists of
buyers.
Oh, you do? Yeah. So if you want hey, Mark, thanks a lot for the call this morning. So if you want a new Parker, let's say I want a new 28. Well, I love that 28. Well, how long am I going to have to wait?
Probably till July
wow.
next
no
year.
No kidding.
So you
yeah.
better order it now.
You better order
it. Yeah, because July is like when the fishing starts. So.
Yeah, and that'll give us time to get it ready for really good stuff in October, November.
Yeah, for sure.
Why is that 28 becoming so popular? Like, that's all I hear about now. And I know it's been a model. It's been available for a long time.
Yeah.
And now it's, man, that's all I hear about are guys getting that boat. I mean, is it just because of so much big fish fishing we've been doing? Or farther, like I don't know why that's the one I hear over and over and over.
That could be one of the things is that we, you know, it takes a big boat to haul those big fish back after you catch them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to have some place to put them,
and you can couplely fish yourself and three buddies on a 28 and a 25 too.
Oh right? Yeah, they're both going to seat four people. You know, in the cabin.
Yeah,
so
right.
that part is the same on both boats. It's that extra 3 feet on the deck that, you know, gets you that extra space.
Yeah.
Plus, it's going to have bigger engines and more fuel.
I just feel like it was always 23-25, 23-25, and now the 28 is every bit as popular, if not more so.
And the 25.
Mm-hmm. Now, they're. I've sold more 25s and 28s this year than
23s.
But in previous years.
Yeah.
Right.
So in other words, the message is get your order in.
Get
your order in now.
Yeah, I ordered like 10 of the 23s for stock.
You could probably get your order in and then sell your spot
for real.
If you didn't ended up not wanting it, right? It's high demand.
They could, but it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's go up to Canada right now and talk to our great buddy Valerie Hope-Rich from Queen Charlotte Safaris. Good morning, Valerie.
Hey, Valerie.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Saturday. How is everyone?
Everything is great. And boy, oh boy, are we excited about our trip to Queen Charlotte Safaris next summer. It's going to be so wonderful. And I guess the big news is our second trip that Ricky's going to host is sold out. Our first trip that myself and Harold Davis are going to host has one spot available. That's it, right?
That's it. One spot.
Wow.
Not a problem to come up, though, as a single angler, because you know what? You're with family or friends. It's going to be a great time. We got some, well, I'm not even, not to be a spoiler or anything, but we've got my head guide and I have had some conversations about just a little, I won't call it a tournament, but just some fun things that we're going to do for your group, both groups.
All right.
Friendly competition.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
Yeah, now, friendly competition.
Yeah. So for those of our listeners that may not be familiar with Queen Charlotte Safaris, why Queen Charlotte? Why go to Queen Charlotte and not go up to Alaska?
Well, Haida Queen Charlotte Islands definitely should be on all anglers' bucket list adventures. Bottom line, and the reason why, well, there's several reasons, but we're an archipelago of 100 islands, and we don't have the wide open oceans where we fish. We're fishing the inlets, and the reason why is all your salmon migrations from North America hit our area first. They're aggressive. They're feeding. We have bait fish. needlefish herring, of course, and they're just coming through and feeding and moving on. So we're not a terminal fishery. We are a transitory fishing ground for all the migrating salmon. I call it the salmon superhighway, and it's very true. And
that's you have king Chinook salmon through your whole season, which is very unusual.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Our whole season. And then they're aggressive, and you know, not only does it make more fun to fight, but the end product, taking those fillets home, amazing. And I mean, they're amazing because they're not in the terminal stage in their lives. They're in transitory stage. Yeah, they're not changing at all. This pristine color, pristine meat, and pristine bite. But we don't have I know. Don't let me forget, because they do have a fish Thanksgiving quote at the end. Don't let me forget. But I'm going December 1st will be my year. I'm completing 20 years in the fishing world. And I was never an avid angler, nothing like that. It was a leap of faith. I went from insurance to fishing. And so December 1st here is going to be my 20-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
And I've been up there. That's the only place I've been. That's it.
That's so cool. Yeah. And the other thing about Queen Charlotte Safaris is you have great ling cod, you have great rockfish, you have fantastic halibut fishing, and the other thing about Canada is the limits are more liberal. They're much more generous than
generous,
the Alaska limits.
Yes. Okay, we mean, yes. And I was just going to just note on, not only do we have, you know, just the amazing, we're probably one of the last in the Pacific Northwest of having consistent Chinook king salmon fishery, but because the continental shelf, I mean, where we fish, we're right on the edge of the continental shelf on that west coast, because that's how the islands, you know, lay out. And you can, all of you anglers can just imagine, you know, continental shelf, archipelago of all these islands. Well, guess what? Not just while the salmon's coming through, you've got your ling cod, your halibut, your rockfish. We have halibut from October on, like clear through our summer.
Wow.
It's just it's just hard to get people up there in the winter because it's raining sideways.
And you know, the other thing I was thinking of, Valerie, is, you know, basically this year everything was pretty much closed down. That stuff had a chance to repopulate, grow, and I can imagine that your 2021 season is going to be pretty epic for the halibut and rockfish.
Absolutely. We've decided we're going to open a little bit earlier because of that, and hopefully fish through Labor Day weekend. And so you said why? Well, obviously, largest run of king salmon, but pocketed with great halibut. Oh, we get nice ling cod, like really nice ling cod. So many different species of rockfish. Sometimes we have a little chart in our boat. Because sometimes guests pull up fish and the guides, they look at each other and go, what in the heck is this? It's a rockfish. But boy, we better get it out and see what it is, because there's so many different species up there. And it's untouched, unspoiled. We haven't had the pressure from commercial fishing. We don't have the pressure from a whole bunch of lodges. There's not even, like the island I'm on, there's only 300 people. And we accommodate 20 guests at a time. And know a lot of people.
So that's,
a little bit,
that's how many boats? The five boats?
Five boats. I'm
five boats,
boats,
20 people.
Yep.
That's it. Wow, that's pretty cool.
And
the other thing, too, that's really so great about Queen Charlotte Safaris is it's so easy to get to, right? You fly right to Vancouver,
to
and then it's a nonstop, hour and a half flight right into
hour
like
10 40 minutes.
Hour and 40 minutes. And how far from the lodge do you land?
You get the whole 10-minute tour of the cute little town.
10 minutes.
So.
That's pretty cool.
I am your tour guide. We pick you up, and... it's just like looks like a little Cape Cod town right along the waterfront, right at the edge of town, right across from the San Spit Marina. Coast Guard is right in the marina as well.
Wow.
It's just a very untouched and spoiled. We don't have cruise ships coming through. I'm not picking on cruise ships, but no freight liners coming through. It's easy to get to, but you're just... I tell everybody this is the place to come to connect with the living world and connect... fishing with friends.
Wow.
Man, that sounds
so now
awesome.
You had a Thanksgiving story for us.
Oh, yeah. Let me get it. It's just a short, cute one. Hold on. Let me grab this. So, yes, we have that one spot left The date is August 15 to 19. And
then you have spots available throughout the whole season, too,
yeah.
Right here and there. So that's the other message we wanted to get to. If you can't join Rick and myself and Harold Davis up there in August, you've got spots that run from May through September, right?
Correct. And so they'll get the same let's talk hookup discount, of course.
$500 off, right?
Yeah, so you better jump on it while they're there.
Yeah, so make sure when you call, if you can't go on our trip, that you tell them you heard Valerie on Let's Talk Hookup and you want that $500 Let's Talk Hookup discount. That's a big discount for sure. Very generous.
That is a big
so
discount.
Real quick, we're running up against the top of the hour here, so you have a you have a quick Thanksgiving wish for us?
Yep, I do. Okay, so a gentleman answers his door, and there's a turkey there, and the turkey looks at the man and he says, this is turkey to man, I brought you a nice fishing pole. I was hoping you would eat fish instead of me on Thanksgiving.
I like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I kind of goofed it up. I was hoping you would eat fish this Thanksgiving and not me.
No, that's okay.
And the turkey's holding a fishing rod and pole. It's really
excellent.
Cute.
Excellent. Well, hey, Valerie, if somebody wants to book a trip to Queen Charlotte Safaris, how do we do it?
Okay, toll free 1-877-815-2892. That lands right to my cell phone for I'm in Buellton, California. That's where I live off season now. And or just go to Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, at QCSafaris.com. Make sure to get the S. It's plural.
And then you can actually go to the website. You can actually link that on the Let's Talk Hookup website. There's a Queen Charlotte Safari banner ad on all the pages at the bottom there. Or you can go right to our links page and get to QCSafaris.com, right?
Correct.
All right. Valerie Hope-Rich from Queen Charlotte
Safaris.
Thank you, guys. We're very excited.
Thank
I can't
you.
Wait. It's going to be fun, and we'll talk
great.
To you again. And you're going to be here in our World Headquarters studio here coming up in January, so we're excited about that.
Thanks, Valerie.
Yeah,
all right. Nice
Thank
talking
you,
to
you. Thank you, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, too. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fastlane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream up. The Fastlane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family-owned and operated and always have been. And we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at FastlaneKayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check Seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by. So grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.